Everyone, Aaron Nagler here, Cheesehead TV, coming to you live late in the evening. Well, late for extra cheese anyway, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. Kicking it with you late today. Sorry about not being with you guys this afternoon, but life intervenes on occasion. And now I'm settled in, read everything I need to read, rewatched the Week 12 game to depress myself, and thought I'd jump on and cheer up by talking to you fine folks. But first, if you want to get fresh deals on the best products sent right to your phone, well, you know what to do. The Festival Foods Mobile Club. You'll have exclusive offers, new product alerts, and the latest updates in the palm of your hand. It's quick and convenient, making the Mobile Club perfect for even the busiest shoppers. So what are you waiting for? Text PACKERS to 78402 to sign up to the Festival Foods Mobile Club. What's up, everyone? Good to see you all. Thanks for jumping on. Sorry to be so late. Like I said, you're so pumped. Dude, I'm pumped too. I'll tell you what. I got my classic, it's fuck this shit o'clock. Because that's exactly what it is. Should I go to the NFC Championship game? Yes, of course you should. It's going to be a good game. I know Week 12 was a disaster, but this is a very different Packers team coming into the NFC Championship game. My confidence is growing. I think we're ready for this game. Aaron, I would tend to agree with you. I'm sick of talking about it, actually. I was ready on Tuesday. It is now Thursday. There's still a few more days to go. Hey, quick housekeeping note. Tomorrow afternoon, Corey and I are going to be doing a Madden preview. 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. Be here on the YouTube channel to watch the Packers take on the 49ers in the Cheesehead TV Madden preview. The NFC Championship game. We're bringing Graham back after that catch. Joseph, I'd be shocked if they brought Graham back, no matter what he does down the stretch here. I went to the Week 12 game, and I'm much more confident now than then. For good reason. You're a much different team. How surprising have the Titans been in the playoffs? Surprising in the sense that they keep winning. How they've played hasn't been surprising. It's been keeping with how they kind of played down the second half of the year from especially the last kind of month of the season. Henry running strong. Tannehill's been playing out of his mind in the month of December. He actually hasn't played as well as he had been, but he's playing well enough. He's making big-time throws when they're needed, and the defense is sound as hell. So yeah, I'm just more surprised the way they've taken down their two opponents. But, you know, if they went into Arrowhead and pulled off an upset, wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me at all. That said, Titans or Chiefs, I'll definitely take the Chiefs. There's no way I'm picking against Andy Reid in this spot. But, like I said, the Titans have been tough to beat. And I think Henry has been a bludgeon against the teams they've faced in the playoffs. And if there's a team you want to run the football against, play ball control, shorten the game, et cetera, keep the offense off the field, when you're playing against the Chiefs. Josh, thanks for the super chat. Did you see the Smith Brothers presser? Incredible. I did, actually. That was one of the things I had my afternoon was kind of taken away from me, and then when I got back, I kind of caught up on everything from the afternoon, and they're just a joy. They're an absolute treasure. I'm so happy they landed in Green Bay. What a pair of signings by Brian Gutekunst. Which, by the way, Gutekunst was robbed today, not being named Executive of the Year. I guess what you have to do is tank for the best pass rusher in the class and get your quarterback back from injury, and suddenly you're the Executive of the Year. I mean, Lynch has done a fine job in San Francisco, but it's not like he hasn't been collecting top 10 picks for years and suddenly have this great defense and add a great pass rusher. Oh, and our quarterback's healthy. Oh, I'm Executive of the Year. Come on. Look at what Brian Gutekunst did, not only this offseason, but during the season. I mean, Gutekunst was absolutely snubbed. When and why did analytics become absolutes and being presented as such? It's a good question. It's a problem in the sense that when somebody wants to be dismissive of a stat or even anything having to do with data and football, they use the term analytics, and everybody uses the term differently. If you're really interested, go find Patrick Claiborne's Twitter account. He put up a conversation he had with Justice Mosqueda on his SoundCloud, and it's fantastic about that very topic. It's like I said last night on transplants. To me, the problem is that the analytics community does do a lot of great work, and Justice touches on this in his talk with Patrick. A lot of it just isn't forward facing, and a lot of it's stuff they don't and can't talk about publicly. The stuff that teams are using is not the stuff that, you know, PFF is putting out there into the world and or creating content around. The problem is the content creation side is, you know, having to compete alongside the Skip Baylesses of the world, or the Shannon Sharps of the world, and it's just not made for that. And because of it, it feels like it's getting kind of put into this umbrella group that it doesn't belong in. The Smith interview was great. Troy, I agree. Thanks for the super chat, buddy. Which team gets more rushing yards on Sunday, us or the 49ers? Whew, that's a good question. I think most likely the 49ers. Just being real here. Florio picked Green Bay? Oh, no. Oh, no. Is that true? Oh, no. Matt, we need the lizard. I feel you, buddy. And, hey, the good news is Alan Lazard was back on the field today after missing or being limited during yesterday's practice, coming back from that ankle injury that he suffered most recently against the Seahawks. But I think that's probably an extension of the ankle injury he suffered in Detroit week 17. He's back on the practice field today, which is good. Does Raven Green play Sunday? Jay, we don't know. He's not been officially activated yet. He's still in the window to be done to do so if they so choose. But LaFleur wouldn't tip his hand today. If they were going to do it, they have, I think, until Saturday afternoon. Hey, Nags. My daughter was born this year. The Packers are back in the NFC Championship. I'm just saying, Victor, it's clearly a sign. Jesse, thanks for the super chat. I can't fucking believe they put in Kamara over Aaron Jones on the Pro Bowl. Such a joke. I mean, he's a very talented back, but I agree with you. I mean, Aaron Jones has been exponentially more productive, in my mind, considering the usage between the two. Now, Kamara did miss some games with injury. But, yeah, I think Jones has clearly had a better year. I don't think there's any question there. Is it inevitable Rodgers will play against McCarthy? I guess. I mean, if they meet in the playoffs, it can't happen next year in the regular season, but it might get them to the playoffs. Packers make the playoffs. How sweet would that be? It'd be amazing. Thoughts on Billy Turner's performance as of late? He worries me against the Niners front. Nick, he absolutely should. I was actually literally just talking to a former NFL offensive lineman about that very subject. He was really abused last game, especially in some of the stunts and games that they played up front. Look, Billy started the year off on a very rough kind of note. And I thought he really improved as the year went on. But the last month or so, I'm not going to say regressed, but he's had some really rough stretches. And we saw that again last Sunday night against the Seahawks. He's definitely the weak link on the line. And that is certainly where the Niners defensive front is going to concentrate. I have zero doubt about that. Preston, thanks for the super chat. How good do you think Nick Collins could have been if he didn't get injured? Also, what do you believe are the three things for keys for us winning this Sunday? Thanks for the super chat, Preston. How good could Nick Collins have been? He could have been a Hall of Famer. No question about it. What he lacked in terms of his physicality, he was not the most physical guy. Some of that you would think would be an enforcer over the middle and or a guy who's going to get after the quarterback, rushing the passer, etc. He more than made up for it in his innate ability to take angles, find his ball skills, sniff out, and just create turnovers sideline to sideline. He was really coming into his own in that regard. And the Packers and Packers fans were really robbed of watching him kind of develop into, I think, not Leroy Butler, but, you know, pretty damn good safety. As far as three keys for Sunday, I'll say got to play a clean game. Don't turn the ball over. Obviously, the Packers failed there in the first offensive drive last time around. They have to mitigate the pass rush with the short passing game. There was way too much downfield action last time, way too much spread stuff. Condense the formations, use the rhythm passing game along with the running game. You got to run the ball. You got to do it, no matter if it's slow going at the start, which it most certainly will be. And then number three is you have to disrupt Garoppolo in the pocket. There's no question about it. He threw from way too many clean pockets last week. He had quite a few against Green Bay in week 12, and he did some major damage. But the Packers did do a good job when they, you know, were able to cover on the back end of getting to Garoppolo the last time they played. He's going to throw you a couple. Hang on to them. That's point four, I guess. But he is going to create those turnovers by creating pressure, because Garoppolo will throw a few. Every year I've had a kid, we've gone to the NFC Championship, 10, 14, 19. I don't want to tell you, I don't want to talk about your business, but you need to get busy again. God, the Vikings fans can just crawl back in their holes any day now. Jesus in Christ. Hey, man, Vikings fans are going to chirp. That's all they got, man. That's all they got is our misery now. It's all they have to hold on to. Just remember, they're watching from their couch along with the players on their team. Nags, I just sat down to do homework, then saw Cheesehead TV was live, and now here I am. Shawnee, I'm glad you got your priorities straight. Corey Banky, former NFL O-lineman. No. Please, you think I talked to Banky outside of office hours? Come on now. Devontae in the slot equals money. Jonathan, I agree for the most part, and they've done a really good job of moving him around as of late. The problem is against the 49ers, they very rarely have to rush more than four. So you're, even if you're in the slot, you're running into that cloud coverage, that 33 buzz. And there's not a lot of openings there, especially if you're trying to work deep. I think the intermediate stuff, the quick hitting stuff, you know, Vontae's going to have to be ready to take a couple licks because they're coming. There's going to be a lot of bodies flying around. You learn more at Cheesehead TV than school anyway. About all that. Excuse me. A nuclear family. Chris Sims says the 49ers throw a lot down the middle. How do we stop that and force them to throw outside the numbers? Well, I would think that three safety look that Pettine likes, trying to clog things up, play a little bit more man with some robber coverage is what I would say, where you show too deep, and maybe you have a safety kind of hovering down, but then you drop one of those guys into a robber in the middle, and then Blake is there taking the crossers. And now, you know, the problem is you've got to be able to hold up and up front. You got your pass rush has got to get him off the spot, because if he's allowed to stand back there and pick things apart, especially if you're playing man, guys are on crossers, guys are on slants, they're going to come open eventually. But for the most part, I think robber coverage is probably a good counter to a lot of what they like to do. But of course, it's got to be dial-up coverage. You can't just play predominantly one thing or else teams will figure it out, unless you are exponentially gifted in an area like the 49ers are. They have all those guys up front who can wreck things and allows them to rush just four, which is why they can play that cover three as much as they do. They play mostly zone. It's a match zone. They play mostly three high, sometimes two, but they can get away with it because they're so good up front. So Sherman does not travel? Traditionally, no. He has on occasion, but for the most part, they stay sides. But again, that's not a strict rule, but for the most part, he has. We need Blake to step up big when blitzing like he did against the 49ers week 12. Jay, he did have a number of really nice blitzes against Garoppolo, including a sack. And I agree. I think he's much better utilized that way than he is dropping into coverage, obviously. Now, again, can't do one thing all the time, but he's much more effective when moving towards the quarterback than dropping, turning his hips, and trying to run with guys. I think one thing you've seen teams do a lot of recently, and I think you're definitely going to see the 49ers do this, is they've run kind of a trailer where they've had a guy go across, so the safety takes it's, you know, called cutting the crosser. So you have that crosser come across, the safety drops down, and then they have a guy trailing him, and it's another receiver, and Blake has to take that. Now, that's a mismatch. You've got a wide receiver tearing down the middle. You're talking about the middle of the field. That first safety comes across, takes away the crosser. Here comes Blake. You've seen it so many times here over the course of the last 2 or 3 weeks. That second guy comes, and that's Blake's guy. He's got to take him. Now you've got a wide receiver on Blake, and that's a problem. Should I watch Solo? Yes, you should watch Solo. It's so good. It's one of the best things Disney's done with Star Wars. Yes, you 1,000,000,000% should watch Solo. It's so good. Do you think MVS is still hampered by an ankle injury? Not at this point. I mean, who knows what he's battling, really. At this point, everybody's working against, you know, working on something. Nobody's 100%. But I don't think at this point you can use the ankle as any kind of excuse. Packers 3, 49ers 38. Antonio, it's entirely possible. I don't think likely, but possible. Solo is awesome. Yes. Yes, it is. Hopefully the offense is creative. I hear you, Steven. I thought they were really static and spread last time, which kind of baffled me. They had to get back to a lot of more condensed stuff. And the one X factor for me in this game is Tyler Irvin. Wasn't even on the squad last time around. Every time they utilize him, the package of plays that they've used when he's in there, I think that's the stuff we need to see a lot of Sunday night. Who can cover Kittle? Cameron, nobody can cover Kittle. It's got to be a combination. It's got to be all hands on deck. They'll throw a lot of different coverages at him. When they go to man, it'll be Amos. It'll be maybe Campbell. You know, it'll be a combination of guys. It won't be any one guy because nobody can. No chance. He's going to get his. Just come to grips with it right now. Kittle is going to – he's not only going to catch quite a few balls. He's going to get yards through the air. He's probably going to score. You can only limit the damage he does because you're not going to stop it. Whenever 12 talks about Charles, I absolutely love it. Two of the all-time greats. I agree. I loved the question he got asked about players in the locker room playing to try and get him a ring. He said he hadn't heard that, but he remembers being in that position and wanting to get guys like Charles, Donald Driver, to a Super Bowl and win it for them towards the end of their careers. And I agree. I love when he kind of harkens back to those guys and Charles in particular. I always remember that there's a great soundbite from a preseason game early on when Charles was 2 or 3 years in Green Bay. And they're in a preseason game, the starters are out, they're on the sideline talking, and Aaron turns to Charles, and there was somebody else too, but I can't remember. I think it was another defensive back. And Aaron says, "I don't know, I think we got a pretty good squad. What do you think, Charles?" And Charles just looks at him and goes, "Good squad? I'm thinking Super Bowl." Still gives me chills, man. It's such a great clip. And it shows his mindset. He knew where they were. He knew how good they were. Joel, thanks for the super chat. Thanks for all the great content, Meg. Well, thank you. And thank you so much for the super chat, Joel. It's very nice of you. John, thank you for the super chat. Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much. Donald Driver has been so grateful too. Analog, you are absolutely right. I think we need to attack San Fran like the Rams did in week 16 with bootlegs and tight end wide receiver screens, limit the dropbacks. Jonathan, very much agree on the bootleg aspect. Move the pocket. Don't give them a sitting target. Don't let them know where the quarterback is going to be down after down. They're too good. Bosa's way too disruptive. Move the pocket. Move the quarterback. Get them guessing a little bit. How did Sternberger play versus Seattle, and do you see him playing more this week? I thought he had a really strong game blocking. Obviously had his first catch for only a few yards, got the penalty. I loved him getting up and jawing with Clowney. Shows his kind of passion, his spunk. I think you'll see more of him. I'm interested to see how much Vitaly plays coming off of that ankle and the illness. I thought Sternberger acquitted himself quite well. All right, guys, I'm going to have to jump. I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm sorry I'm late, and thanks for sticking with me tonight. And, hey, get fresh deals on the best products sent right to your phone. With the Festival Foods Mobile Club, you'll have exclusive offers, new product alerts, and the latest updates in the palm of your hand. It's quick and convenient, making the Mobile Club perfect for even the busiest shoppers. What are you waiting for? Text PACKERS to 78402 to sign up for the Festival Foods Mobile Club. Like I said, Madden preview tomorrow afternoon, 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 o'clock Central, right here on the YouTube channel. Hey, speaking of YouTube, hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. And if you're not a member of our Patreon yet, it's only $5 a month. That's all we ask. It supports everything we do, video, podcasting, content, social, everything. And you get exclusive access to my podcast, which dropped a new episode last night with my interview with Kenny Clark. That guy is awesome. I love him. Had a really fun time talking to him. Talked about a whole bunch of different stuff. Check that out if you haven't already. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night.